Wow, the ski resort was really cool. The buffet was terrific, and it was open all night. They had some great games in the arcade, and Bridge showed me how to beat some of the pinball machines. It was really good. Uncle Star enjoyed it too, spending a lot of time at the karaoke bar. Bridge and I finally joined him, and we drew a fair crowd when they found out who we were. They had a couple of our songs in their mix, so we sang those and then sang a lot of other songs, making up harmonies as we went. The resort said we could come back for a free room anytime we liked. We stayed up after midnight, but I finally got tired. Uncle Star took me up to the suite Les had gotten us, while Birch and Les stayed for a while longer. I went out like a light. I got awoken by Uncle Star the next morning.
Come on, best man, we have to get home.
Okay, what time is it?
It's 6 a.m., but by the time we get home, it will be 9 or 10, and we have to be at the church by 11.
Uncle Star then woke up Birch and Les. Les looked pretty sick. I think he got pretty drunk. Birch was sleepy, but he seemed okay after a while. Uncle Star still offered to drive, but Birch said he was fine. I sat in front with Birch, and Uncle Star and Les sat in the back. Les snored most of the way home. I got dressed in the tuxedo we rented for me, which matched the one Uncle Star and Birch got. Funny, though, I thought they had measured me when they rented the tux, but now it seemed a bit snug around the waist. Not too bad, though. Maybe I shouldn't have gone back to the buffet four times. We got to the church shortly before 11. Uncle Star looked pretty nervous by then, and Birch spent some time trying to help him calm down.
Just relax, Star. You just gotta go up there, say a few words, and exchange rings. That's all there is to it.
Rings? Oh my gosh, I left the rings at home! I quick left the room and called Bobby on my cell phone.
Hello?
Bobby, where are you?
I was about to come to the church. I'll be there soon. Don't worry.
Bobby, you gotta go over to my house and get the rings.
Rings? What rings?
The wedding rings! I left them in the desk drawer. They're plain as day when you open it.
You forgot the wedding rings? How could you forget the wedding rings?
I don't know, but I did. Just get them, please.
Oh, all right. I'm going over there now.
Bobby arrived at about 11:45, 15 minutes before the ceremony was supposed to start. I met him at the door. He looked a bit disheveled.
I had to climb in your window. Good thing you left that unlatched. The doors were locked.
Thanks, Bobby. I owe you one.
Dipper, we've been over this. I do these things because I love you.
I then made sure everyone was seated where they were supposed to be. Then Uncle Star went up to the altar just as the music started. Birch walked Grandma Borealis down the aisle and seated her on the groom's side, before taking his place near the altar. I then walked Mom down the aisle. Sarah had made her the matron of honor, and the best man always walks the matron of honor down the aisle. Mom went to one side, and I went to the other, standing next to Uncle Star. Then Sarah came down the aisle. I don't know where they found the wedding dress, but it was beautiful. When she got to the altar, Uncle Star took her hand and they all turned to face the minister. He said the usual things about marriage and stuff. Then he asked for the rings. I pulled them out of my pocket, acting like they had been there the whole time. He then said a blessing over them and handed them to Uncle Star and Sarah. Then they recited their vows.
Sarah, I give you this ring. Wear it with love and joy. I choose you to be my wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish as long as we both shall live. I pledge you my faithfulness in all things, and to love you as a part of myself, for we shall be one. Violets and silver bells, grapes on the vine, love like a vineyard grows, delicate wine, sugar and cinnamon, pepper, love is the recipe that flavors the life. Sure as the briar and bramble and twine, so will it always be your dreams and mine. grows sweeter with time, so will our garden grow sweeter with time.
Stargazer, I give you this ring. Wear it with love and joy. I choose you to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward. For better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish as long as we both shall live. I pledge you my faithfulness in all things, and to love you as a part of myself, for we shall be one.
Sweeter with time.